Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 4th, 2011, and I'm here to talk about movies and toys. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and yeah, let's get started. At the box office last week, Hall Pass was number one with $13.5 million, followed by Romeo and Juliet with $13.4 million. Unknown, $12.6 million. I Am Number 4, $11 million, and Just Go With It, $10.5 million. Nick Cage's Drive Angry, filmed in 3D, opened up at number 9 with $5.2 million, lowest opening of any 3D movie so far. New at the box office, Rango, the oft-delayed Adjustment Bureau, the oft-delayed Beastly, and the delayed but I don't know for how long, Take Me Home Tonight. There's a pattern forming here. In the news, Phantom Menace 3D, the Star Wars movie, will be the first Star Wars movie put in theaters in the third dimension. It hits February 12th, 2012, and will be the first of six. When the other ones will hit, I have no idea. Maybe annually, maybe quarterly, maybe whenever there's a lag of 3D movies, I really don't know. Tim Allen and Tom Hanks were cast in the Jungle Cruise Disney movie, assuming it actually makes it out, and it probably will. Hanks is also attached to the Major Matt Mason film, which is based on the old Mattel toy line, which probably means we'll be getting some new figures in the next few years. Hopefully sized the same as my Outer Spaceman figures I've been buying from the Four Horsemen. Come on, do it! David Koepp has been hired to rewrite Men in Black 3, which is amusing, because I believe they were working on that one recently. And he also rewrote the first Men in Black movie, but not Men in Black 2, and you'll remember the first Men in Black movie as actually being entertaining. So that's really good news, hopefully. Alcon Entertainment, a division of Warner Brothers, is working on Blade Runner prequels or sequels, because you can't leave a good thing alone. NBC's The Cape has been cancelled, and the remainder of its run will be streamed online, which is better than nothing at all. The new Wonder Woman TV show has cast Elizabeth Hurley in some role. Adriana Palicki will be Wonder Woman. According to Google Images, I think she can be classified as decently hot. At least I would, I don't know. Tim and Eric of Tim and Eric's Awesome Show Great Job and Tom Goes to the Mayor fame are doing a movie called Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie. According to The Wrap, Zach Galifianakis, Jeff Goldblum, and other friends of the duo are said to appear. That's good news. New at Entertainment Earth. From the podcast described as, I don't know, we've got news. There are new DC and Marvel cases up. You can get Green Lantern Movie Masters, new Marvel Universe, new DC Universe, and much more. We're also having an exciting sale on plush. If it's plush and it's in stock, it ships free in the United States. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com for the full details on this, our latest sale. Or if you're listening to this in the distant future, go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to see what's running now. Check it out today. In toy news, as we just promoted, Green Lantern Movie Masters are actually up for pre-order right now. These Mattel figures have pictures of Hal Jordan, Tomar Rey, Rotlop, and Not Kaloy. That sounds good. You can see them today. Not Kaloy is like a freakish fish bird thing. It's not like he looks in the comics at all. And a lot of the characters are probably really obscure to a lot of you. I don't know a lot of these characters that they're announcing in this line, so I'm not a huge comics guy, but I try to keep up, so it's interesting, and the designs look nothing like they do in DC. These look like actual freakishly weird aliens, whereas most of the DC characters were a guy with new head. So the comic versions will be easy to do. Transformers Power Core Combiner Undertow is shipping now, and there's a little surprise inside. His combined mode has an old Diver Bell helmet, giving him a look vaguely like Octopunch, if that means anything to you. It's kind of exciting. Also, a Cyberverse Dark of the Moon Optimus Prime is said to be hitting any day now and comes with 3D glasses for exclusive viewing content on Transformers. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm trying to say. Transformers.com is 3D crap. Buy this, see the glasses, bleh. A carded version of 25th Anniversary G.I. Joe Dial Tone will be made for the G.I. Joe convention. 600 carded pieces will be sold at the convention, and the remainder of the production run will be bagged and given to subscribers of the club, the G.I. Joe Collectors Club, that is, or sold to members of the club. So join the club or make a friend that is who can order you one. Star Wars Vintage Wave 6 and Clone Wars Wave 8 have been shipped from Hasbro to Entertainment Earth and from Entertainment Earth to those who pre-ordered. So if you pre-ordered, you might actually have figures on the way right now. Also, Target's new Clone Wars action figure 2-packs have shipped, based on the Landing at Point Rain episodes. There's that lawnmower again. And there's Geonosian. It's really good in there. There's a couple of good clone troopers and a new battle droid repaint. Not a bad mix. If you haven't heard already, the next wave of DC Universe pictures are up at Entertainment Earth and are largely Super Friends based. Samurai, Toyman, Black Vulcan, Captain Boomerang, El Dorado, and Bronze Tiger will each come with pieces of a Build-A-Figure of Apache Chief. If you don't remember him from Super Friends, I'm sure you remember him from Harvey Birdman Attorney at Law. Music fans, we now have Funko's Pop Vinyl up for the Ramones and Public Enemy. Faster than you can say, yeah, boy! Or, I can't do it. I'm not feeling very well. I'm sorry. But they're very nice vinyl figures. You should check those out. The Minimates carry case is shipped, and why do you care? I am told it comes with a Battle Beast Minimate of the Alligator in red and black. I need to get this. I have the Toy Fair and Comic-Con versions. I still need the C2E2 version. But let me tell you, these things are neat, and I hope they do more real soon, because I like Battle Beasts a lot. Minimates is a great expression of the old Battle Beast toy line. That's a marketing way of saying they did a good job updating them for the modern age, because they say things like expression and modern, and I don't know what any of it means. I just like, oh yeah, I want one of those. So thanks for listening. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. For those of you who have mentioned us in your podcast promos lately, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And I hope to see you all at a future convention and say hello if you're at Comic-Con or something. Or whatever press event we're at. It'll be fun. It'll be good times. My nose is all stuffed up. So this is Adam Paulus signing off. Thanks for buying something from Entertainment Earth. I appreciate it. And I'll see you next time or next episode on the Entertainment Earth podcast.